Here's a thought I'll title, The Future of Photography. No, I'm not going to try to prognosticate about what's coming. But every once in a while, don't we all get a glimpse of what might be coming down the road, ready to meet us? And here's an example. This is an actual conversation I had with a photographer not long ago. He said, and I quote, "It's a fantastic camera. It does everything for me," close quote. To which I responded tongue-in-cheek, which I think went right past him because he didn't get it. I said, "Too bad it doesn't automatically post your images to Instagram." And excitedly, he replied, "That's coming." I tried as best I could not to appear suicidal, which led me to an interesting thought. I wonder if there's any way we could make photography way more difficult on purpose. That's part of the problem these days, is everything is designed to make it easier for us to succeed at photography. Technologically, we almost can't fail, not with autofocus, auto exposure, auto everything. And now when we upload our images to the internet, with one button we can improve them, although I'm not so sure it actually improves them. So what would be the advantage of making photography way more difficult? Well, we'd have to work harder. We'd have to spend more time. We'd have to think more deeply. We'd have to respond more enthusiastically. So how could we possibly do that? Well, first thing that occurs to me is we could outlaw prints smaller than 42 inches. Because when you make a really big 42-inch print, that's hard. That's still a cumbersome, difficult thing to do. So we could strategize it by making smaller prints, if not illegal, at least frowned upon. Oh, come to think about it, haven't we already done that to some degree? What if we all reverted back to film? That's more difficult than digital photography. There are people doing that too. Maybe what we ought to think about doing is invoking some sort of pixel tax. So the more megapixels you captured, the more you'd have to pay for it. Well, come to think about it, when it comes to the cost of cameras, the cost of memory cards, the cost of computer hard drive space, aren't we doing that already too? Maybe there is no way to make photography more difficult. Maybe the technological treadmill we are all on is going to make photography easier and easier as the future unfolds. And what will that mean for us photographers? What will it mean for the appreciation of photography? When I look back, say, 100 years ago in the world of photography, it was an incredibly difficult thing to do successfully, particularly big prints. And we had a priesthood who were the people that showed us how it could be done, but didn't necessarily make it any easier. It was a complex, expensive, time-consuming, effort-requiring thing to do. And from everything that I see, the future of photography seems to indicate those days are long gone. It's getting easier and easier. And as it does so, what's going to happen to the perceived value of photography? What's going to happen to the priesthood of people who know all about it and teach it to others? Will it even be necessary that we have such instruction? Or will everything work so well, so automatically, that we don't even have to think about it at all? Is it possibly a quite frightening thought that we're about half the way there now? And clearly, the momentum is taking us more deeply into that future.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.